A Lesson in Binary, written by Keiko Demonia and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars The Clone Wars fic, rated G, featuring Waxer, Boyle, and a droid OC, Candy. This is part of the Reconstruction Corps AU series, is set post-war, and is tagged Fluff. Author's Notes. We made this fic/podfic combo for Pod Together 2023, and ideally, it should be listened to rather than read. It takes place in the Open Skies AU, about a month and a half after Waxer, Boyle, and Candy moved to Ryloth after the war. Waxer and Boyle's binary isn't very good yet, but they're working on communicating better with Candy. This scene is also briefly mentioned in Chapter 4 of What Light There Will Be, but there's no need to read that fic to understand this one. Glancing over his shoulder, Waxer places each foot carefully as he and Boyle carry their new, or at least new to them, kitchen table down the stairs into the subterranean part of the house. The step treads are narrow, so he doesn't want to slip and risk dropping the table. They just got it from a family living on the other side of Nabat, and even though the wood is scarred and some of the varnish has been worn off by years of use, the table is sturdy. Waxer already loves it. It's theirs, after all. And the thought of having so many unique things is still a little overwhelming, sometimes. He loves all the possessions that he and Boyle have collected in the weeks since they arrived here. He loves the old blue couch where he and Boyle so often curl up together, and he loves the cracked cup on the fresher sink in which they keep their toothbrushes. He even loves their sagging, creaky bed, though they have plans to get a better one as soon as possible. When Waxer reaches the bottom of the stone steps, it takes him and Boyle a little maneuvering to turn the table into the short hallway. Thankfully, the entry into the main room of the house, which includes the kitchen, is much wider than a typical doorway, so Waxer moves faster as he backs up toward the sink and counter. "Watch," Boyle starts to say, just before Waxer bumps into something. Stumbling a little, Waxer stops where he is. "Oh, sorry, Candy, I didn't realize you were there." Candy is not one of their things. They paid credits for the little astromech, of course, but she isn't a table or a warm jacket or a conservator. To Waxer, who's never spent much time with droids who weren't shooting at him, she's a lot more like a person than he could have imagined. She's never been shy about sharing her opinions, and she had very particular preferences when it came to painting her exterior white and 212th gold. Right now, she's backed up against the kitchen cupboards, buzzing a bit irritably. She clearly tried to get out of the way as Waxer backed up, but now she's more or less boxed in. "Candy," Boyle says from the other side of the table as he tugs it, and by extension, Waxer, out of her way. "Can you move over toward the hallway while we set the table down?" Candy beeps an affirmative, scooting by Waxer, then he and Boyle set the table down parallel to the kitchen counter. Shaking his hands out, Boyle surveys the new table. "This'll be a lot nicer than using that crate for every meal," he says, looking quietly pleased as he idly flexes his fingers. His scars must have gotten a little tingly from carrying the table so far. Waxer grins, nodding in agreement before turning to Candy. "I didn't hurt you before, did I?" he asks. Trying to work out her response in binary, Waxer glances at Boyle. "She said no, right?" "Yeah, I think so," Boyle replies, nodding. Glancing down, he rubs his right thumb and fingers together thoughtfully before looking up again. "Hey, Candy, can you feel stuff like that? Like when Wax bumped into you just now?" Hoping he's understanding her, Waxer says, "Well, how does that work then, if you don't mind explaining?" A hologram of what appears to be complex schematics of some kind flickers to life in front of Candy. Squinting at it, Waxer murmurs, "Is that your internal circuitry? Part of your sensor..." "What?" Boyle asks, frowning. Candy waves her grasping arms at them, and Waxer is pretty sure she told them to sit down and said something about explaining, so he nudges Boyle towards the couch. Huffing, Boyle gestures at the three chairs they moved to the side of the room earlier. "We have to push the chairs over with the table. We'll do it after," Waxer assures him, pressing down on Boyle's shoulders. "We're not on anyone's timetable but our own." Boyle rolls his eyes but doesn't put up a fight, and they both plop down while Candy scoots closer. It takes a while, and Waxer has to fetch the datapad that holds their binary dictionary, but she explains what kinds of contact she can and cannot feel. A metal exterior, innervated with thousands of pressure receptors, would be both fragile and expensive to replace, so she can't usually detect light, stationary touches. Astromechs do, however, need to be able to sense physical contact with other objects as well as the temperature of those objects in order to avoid damaging themselves or anyone else. For those reasons, Candy's sensory matrix is set up to detect the location and strength of vibrations on her exterior. And because Durasteel conducts heat so well, she can also sense the approximate temperature of both her surroundings and the things she touches. "So," Waxer says, after he and Boyle have puzzled out most of Candy's explanation, "if I were to put my hand on you really lightly, you probably wouldn't feel the vibration, but you might be able to feel the warmth of my hand if the air was cold." Boyle snorts. "It's more likely she'd be able to tell how cold your hand is compared to the perfectly normal temperature air." While Waxer arches an eyebrow at Boyle, Candy warbles in amusement. And Boyle smirks. Waxer rolls his eyes at both of them. Waving an arm at Waxer, she tilts her head assembly in what seems to be approval. Relieved that he's understanding the basics of her sense of touch, Waxer nods, saying, "All right, that's good to know." "What about," Boyle asks, "if we need to get your attention and, I don't know, for some reason or other, we have to be quiet, do we tap you or something?" Nodding, Candy beeps an affirmative. Frowning thoughtfully, Boyle continues, "Is that kind of thing annoying, or..." Waxer glances between him and Candy, not bothering to suppress his smile. He's not even sure if that's a preference droids are capable of having, nor did it occur to him to wonder. But it makes sense that Boyle, of all brothers, would think to ask Candy if she does or doesn't like being touched. Tucking his hands in his lap, Waxer refrains from reaching out to Boyle, but only barely. It's just so considerate of him to check with Candy, and the quiet, unobtrusive way Boyle cares for others, even if they usually don't notice it, is one of the things Waxer has always loved most about him. Candy's answer takes a while for them to parse, but Waxer thinks he's just about got it. Frowning down at the datapad in Boyle's hands, Waxer asks, "Can you repeat that one again, Candy?" She bloops, sounding a little bored. "Okay," Waxer says, nodding. "I know that last part was circuit, or circuits, and the first part was..." Boyle points at a line higher up on the screen. "Behavior," he offers. "Or..." Trilling triumphantly, Candy wiggles in place. Glancing down at the datapad, Boyle presses his lips together in a poor attempt to hide his little smile. After a beat, he clears his throat and straightens beside Waxer. "All right," he says. "So, if we're understanding this correctly, taps and pats feel good for your behavior circuits, or, I guess, behavioral circuits." Candy beeps an affirmative, nodding her head assembly. "Can I try?" Waxer asks, reaching out from his place on the couch. She rolls closer, beeping again. Placing his hand on the side of her head, near one of her visual sensors, Waxer taps his fingers as he runs his palm up to the flat top. When Candy lets out a soft, he pats her smooth Durasteel exterior, letting his hand linger on the 212th gold paint there. Candy makes another little pleased sound, and Waxer beams at her. After a moment, she swivels her head assembly a fraction, focusing expectantly on Boyle. Blinking, Boyle sets the datapad down on the couch cushion. He murmurs, hesitantly stretching his hand out to rest it beside her antenna. When he drums his fingers on the metal, Candy chirps sweetly. The corner of Boyle's mouth quirks up a little more, and he taps again. Strangely overwhelmed with affection for their little droid friend, Wexer can't help but ask, "So, Candy, what about hugs?" The ends.